Good afternoon. The storm system at the surface and aloft currently moving through interior New York and New England will continue to produce extensive clouds, scattered showers, some bursts of rain, and maybe even a rumble of thunder through the mid part of the afternoon. There will be some dry stretches, although clouds will dominate and will also have areas of fog. Meantime, with some bright spots possible, we'll see temperatures climb into the lower to mid-50s on average for daytime highs on this Thanksgiving. The shower risk will wind down this evening. Skies will stay mostly cloudy overnight with areas of fog developing, lows back into the lower and middle 40s. This will set us up for a dry day on Friday with an area of high pressure building in. We'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds and temperatures in the lower 50s. Cooler air will blow in for the weekend. We run the risk at a few rain showers as a disturbance swings our way from southern Canada on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs back into the middle and upper 40s. We'll return to full sunshine on Sunday with high temperatures staying in the 40s. Another and more potent disturbance will approach from the southeast and work its way up in our direction for the beginning of next week. Right now, it looks like we'll start Monday off dry, but it'll rain by the end of the day with highs in the lower 50s. That disturbance looks like it'll stall out over top of us with more rain likely on Tuesday, staying in the 50s before we dry it out and go back into the 40s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front trailing south from the storm here in the northeast will produce showers and storms along the immediate east coast and southeastern states today. While the risk of severe storms is low, there is a slightly higher risk of hail in a few of the storms along the upper Texas coast and Louisiana. The rest of the country will enjoy a rather quiet weather pattern this Thanksgiving. Widespread high temperatures around 10 degrees above average will be common east of the Rockies with below average temperatures across the west. By Friday, an approaching cold front combined with increasing moisture along the western Gulf of Mexico could lead to heavy rain across the southeastern parts of Texas and southern Louisiana. Right now, 2 to 4 inches of rain is possible in and around the Houston metro area. This amount of heavy rain could cause isolated flooding concerns as we enter the last weekend in November. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Brownsville, Texas, to a low of 12 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 60s. Boston showers and a thunderstorm possible in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and areas of fog and drizzle, and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 67, set in 1895 and in 1979, and the record low, 11 below zero, in 1938. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers on Saturday in the mid to upper 40s. Sunny in the mid 40s on Sunday. A good chance of rain moving in by the end of the day Monday, lower 50s. More rain on Tuesday in the lower 50s. And partly sunny on Wednesday with highs back into the mid 40s. Stay safe and have a great Thanksgiving. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.